You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The American Red Cross responds to over 65,000 disasters each year that impact communities across the country. To ensure no one faces an emergency alone, the American Red Cross of Wisconsin is looking for new volunteers to step up and make a difference. While volunteers of all types are needed, the most critical need is for disaster action team volunteers. Disaster Action Team volunteers are trained responders who offer immediate relief shelter and compassion after home fires, floods, and other local and national emergencies. Now with a hurricane headed towards the Gulf, floods sweeping the Midwest, and wildfires threatening the West, the Red Cross needs more people. Whether you're a student needing volunteer hours, a professional looking to give back, or a retiree with life experience to share, the Red Cross has a role for you. No previous experience is necessary. Opportunities range from short-term disaster assignments to long-term leadership roles. The Red Cross also offers a variety of opportunities for individuals who would like to support disaster relief operations across the country. Volunteers are needed to deploy to help communities in need after a disaster strikes. Whether you're delivering house services, supporting a shelter, or distributing relief supplies, your presence brings comfort to people in need. Getting started is easy and simple. Once your application is reviewed, your local Red Cross chapter will reach out to guide you through the next steps. The Red Cross provides all the tools, training, and support. Training is available online. Visit redcross.org/local/wisconsin/volunteer.html to learn more and start your application. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Wisconsin Chimney Swift Working Group are seeking volunteers to participate in Swift Night Out to count chimney swifts between mid-August and early September. Monitoring chimney swift populations helps identify important roost sites and finds ways to protect them. Chimney swifts, a unique bird species that nest and roost in chimneys, are beginning to migrate south all the way to the Amazon starting in mid-August. During migration, chimney swifts become communal. They often gather at dusk in great numbers, occasionally in the thousands. Swifts have slender bodies with long curved wings and short stubby tails. They look like a flying cigar or boomerang. They fly rapidly with nearly constant wing beats, often twisting from side to side. They also give a distinctive high-pitched chittering call while in flight. They are the only birds that will drop into chimneys to roost for the night. To count chimney swifts in southern Wisconsin in early September, look for tall, uncapped brick chimneys. Watch for swifts swooping and circling near a chimney to determine if they might roost there. Observe the birds entering the chimney about 20 minutes before sunset until 10 minutes after the last swift enters the chimney. If you have zero swifts entering your chimney, please record this. This is still valuable information. Count or estimate the number of swifts as they enter the chimney. It's useful to count in groups of 5 or 10 when they enter quickly in large numbers. A handheld clicker counter can also be helpful. Enter your data on eBird with a free eBird account by following the instructions. Data sharing is a critical piece of this activity to allow swift conservationists to access your count data. The search has ended for Nathan Randall Gossman of Canton, Minnesota. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department was searching for Gossman after he fled on foot from Viroqua Police Department officers on Friday following a high-speed chase. Saturday morning, deputies were investigating the theft of a dump truck at the town of Wheatland in Red Mound, rural DeSoto, which linked Nathan Gossman to the theft. The stolen truck was found late Monday morning in Rochester, Minnesota. Last night, Sheriff Torgerson reported that Nathan Gossman has been arrested. He is being held in the Olmsted County Adult Detention Center in Rochester, awaiting extradition. The Sheriff's Office and Viroqua Police will be seeking formal charges through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. A motorcycle crash resulted in serious injuries to the operator. Saturday afternoon at approximately 2:05, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a one-vehicle crash involving a motorcycle on State Highway 133 north of Dogtail Road in the town of Potosi. When the deputy arrived, he learned Jet James Johnson, 21 of Madison, was traveling south on State Highway 133 when he failed to negotiate a curve in the road and struck a guardrail. Johnson was wearing protective gear, but sustained serious injuries in the crash. Potosi Fire and Potosi EMS responded to the scene and requested assistance from UW MedFlight. Potosi Fire secured a landing zone near the scene, and Johnson was transported by Potosi EMS to the helicopter, where he was flown to UW Hospital in Madison for treatment of his injuries. A Red Cross blood drive will be held Wednesday from noon to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. The Mineral Point Library Archives, a community cornerstone dedicated to preserving local history for over 45 years, has been named the recipient of the Wisconsin Historical Society Governor's Award for Archival Achievement. The award will be presented to archivist Chan Thomas by Abby Norderhaug, Deputy Director of Collections and State Archivist at the Wisconsin Historical Society. The public ceremony will be held at Mineral Point Library Park Wednesday afternoon at 1. Free tours of the archives will follow the ceremony. This prestigious recognition celebrates a transformational four-year effort led by Thomas to bring the MPLA to national archival standards, ensuring the long-term preservation and accessibility of Mineral Point's rich and diverse historical record. The MPLA preserves and tells the stories of Mineral Point through 135 collections encompassing over 10,000 photographs, 225 maps, architectural drawings, oral histories, diaries, and family papers. The archives began in 1964 with a donation of 136 personal letters between President Woodrow Wilson and two Mineral Point brothers, David Benton Jones and Thomas Davis Jones, classmates and confidants from the Princeton class of 1879. A second foundational gift arrived in 1980 from Bob Neal, local preservationist and co-founder of Pendarvis Historic Site, whose collection included maps, photographs, papers, and volumes on regional history. All are welcome to celebrate this achievement Wednesday at 1 at Mineral Point Library Park. The event is free and open to the public. All are welcome. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs scheduled to play two games again today. That's because they got rained out last night in Chicago. The Brewers winning game one yesterday, 7-0, thanks to home runs by Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. Have the Brewers made a statement? Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I think the message sent really is that, look, there's a big gap. They're ahead of us by a lot. It's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team, but there's a big gap, and we got room to make up. There's no question about it. That, frankly, that makes it daunting. They've been good, man.
The Brewers now lead the Cubs by 9 games. NFL, despite heavy rains in Green Bay, the Packers held practice, and even though he had thumb surgery a week ago today, Jordan Love was at practice, at least for the first half.
He's doing his job, man. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do, and being there for the team when he can, taking his mental reps if he's not on the field, and while he is on the field, doing what he's been doing.
That's Packers receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thriller fans will be happy to know that Glenn Close will play a deranged killer in the new show, Maude. According to Variety, the 8-time Oscar nominee, who famously played a killer in Fatal Attraction, will take on the title character, who is based on Maude Oldcastle, an elderly woman who's a bit nuts. The show is based on material from Swedish authors Nina and Moses Rain. The show will premiere on the UK's Channel 4. Filming is expected to start this year. Believe it or not, despite her 8 Oscar nominations, Glenn Close has never won. If you are looking for a new show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, here's one of Pete's picks. The show Alien Earth is really good. The show follows a spaceship that crashes into Earth, bringing aliens with it. There are too many storylines at play to talk about here, but I definitely recommend checking out the trailer or reading about it before you watch it. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. The sequel to the surprise hit Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, made a decent showing at the box office last weekend, but could not overtake the previous week's top two contenders. Box office smash Weapons, Zach Cregger's creepy follow-up to Barbarian, held on to the number one spot with ease and showed only a 44% drop from the opening weekend. Weapons pulled in $24.5 million in week two for a domestic total so far of $88 million. The film had a per-screen average of over $7,000. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, finished in second place for the second week in a row, also showing less than a 50% dip at the gate. Nobody 2, the only newcomer to crack the top five, received positive reviews and a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but had a mediocre showing when it comes to numbers, but will probably be a big hit on streaming platforms. Rounding out the final two spots for the top five were Fantastic Four, First Steps, and The Bad Guys 2. Sydney Sweeney might have good genes, but they aren't enough to overcome a bad box office showing of her latest film, Americana, which tanked, pulling in only $500,000 on over 1,100 screens for an average of $455 per theater. The film reviewed fairly well, but was not enough to get people to the theaters to see what's being called a modern-day Western. I'm pretty sure her soap made more money last week. Maybe she can use some of it to wash away the stink of the performance of this film. Something tells me she'll be okay. In cheerleading news, yeah, I break all the big stories, the Dallas Cowboy squad is coming back. Netflix has announced there will be a season 3 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Netflix.com reports that season 2 was a top 10 hit on the streamer for English-speaking countries, because people who speak different languages would never understand what's going on given the complex narrative. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little patchy morning fog today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop to 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.